Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, February 24th, 2024. Today he is reminding us yet again that we are never left alone and unsupported. Only God knows you and understands you well enough to judge you. As humanity's collective awakening draws ever closer, and I know you have all heard this before, so bear with me a moment as we get started. Prepare yourselves for a most magnificent change in the way you all interact with one another, either one-on-one or globally. This change is essential. It is, of course, part of God's divine plan to assist you at this moment of intense confusion, and all of you are bringing it to fruition. Your individual roles as you presently live your human lives were planned with great wisdom and love before you incarnated. And even as you planned them with divine guidance, you knew that you would experience amnesia, that you would temporarily lose your knowing awareness of your oneness with God, and even seriously doubt if a being of love and wisdom, God, actually existed or was even necessary. Thus many presently inform even claim to be atheists. No one is an atheist because everyone is eternally enfolded in the One, the infinite expression of energy that is life, love, God. To be alive, as you all are, including those who believe that they are atheists, means also that you accept that you are alive, that you are conscious and aware that you exist, and of course, existence, by its very nature, is real, endless, and eternal. Those who claim that they are atheists are simply denying their fear of an unreal state, death, and because they believe that human life is a terminal event from which no one can escape, it is one of the most terrifying aspects of being human, and therefore they refuse to wisely and intelligently discuss it. No one experiencing life as a human truly wants to die, and yet it seems that death is inevitable, and yes, your human forms do deteriorate to such an extent that the life force that is your true nature can no longer enliven them. So you lay them down with gracious thanks and move into full awareness that you are eternal beings of love. Those who attempt or succeed in committing suicide are just trying to shut down and escape from intolerable life situations because the physical lives in which they are engaged are so extremely painful. And though the fear with which the inevitability of death presents them is not attractive, it does appear to offer an end to their pain. But suicide is no escape from life. You are all eternal divine beings, and God's will for you, just like your own seemingly unachievable ones as you live life in human form, is that you live in a state of eternal peace and happiness, as you are all inseparably in union with her. This is what you are going to experience. There is no other option, and that is reason to celebrate daily. Life is love, is eternal union with Mother, Father, God, from whom there is absolutely no possibility of separation, even for a microsecond. What you experience in human form is an ongoing succession of apparently endless needs. Food, sleep, satisfaction, happiness, etc., which when provided, never succeed in removing your sense of need, because a new need always arises to replace it. The way forward is to accept and welcome whatever arises daily in your lives, knowing, as you do, that you have freely chosen everything you experience in order to assist you in your own individual spiritual development, and in order that through those life experiences you may also assist all the others with whom you interact. God is the massive and infinite support system that always, in every moment, provides you most lovingly with all that you require in every moment. You are never left alone and unsupported. when you start to just accept life as it unfolds for you, without complaint or expectation, you will find that you are indeed at peace in that moment, needing nothing. The first time you experience that truth, it can be mind-blowing, and you may well attempt to remain in that state. But to attempt to maintain a state is not a state of acceptance. Truly, to live life successfully as a human, you need do nothing and joyfully accept whatever arises. You are all divine beings engaging in a freely chosen temporary task as a human, during which you can and do mightily assist in the collective awakening process. This process is unstoppable, and the inevitable outcome is your divinely assured arousal into full conscious awareness in every moment of your oneness with God. I would like to remind you once again of the importance of taking quiet time alone daily in your holy inner sanctuaries, and while there to invite God to fill your hearts with love and to dissolve any and all feelings of sinfulness, unworthiness, and negative self-judgment. Only God knows you and understands you well enough to judge you, and she never judges you. She just loves you completely and unconditionally, just as you are, perfect divine beings. She wants you to come back to full awareness that anything that you believe is within you or within anyone else that is not in full and perfect alignment with love, and therefore blocking you from your eternal union with her, is utterly and completely unreal, untrue, a figment of your limited and inadequate human imaginations. Your infinite awareness of your true and unchangeable nature as one with her is coming to a most beautiful, eternal moment of fruition. With so very much love, Saul.